Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
On your most recent album, you wrote most or co-wrote a couple, but wrote or co-wrote all the songs on your on your current album, but you've also written for others. I mean, what were some songs that we might know that you co-wrote or were part of writing?
All right. I'll reach way back, and then I'll bring you up current. So back when I first started really being focused on being a writer, I wrote a lot of Rachel Lampe's first record, Blessed, if you remember that song. Michael W. Smith and I have written several songs together. One song of his that comes to mind is I Will Be Your Friend. He and I wrote Make Us One together. My very first cut as a writer was on Sandy Patty's record.
No way.
Which was a song called When I Heal.
Yeah.
A little more current. And I've Mandisa.
Yeah.
I've had a few songs.
Former Lifeway employee Mandisa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So a few Mandisa songs. What If We Were Real?
Yeah.
There's several on
Lots Mandisa. On my iPhone right now.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. And then more recent, Hurricane, which was Natalie Grant's single that was nominated for a Grammy a couple of years back. And then most recent that you probably would know was Laura Story Story, Oh Love of God.
Yeah.
Won a Dove Award this year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Inspirational Song of the Year.
Crazy. So why do you think that, you made fun of my ideation word, why do you think Christians should be involved in the arts? And you both write in the Christian genre, but you also write outside the Christian genre. As an artist, why do you think it's important that Christians be in that space, writing and singing inside and outside of kind of the Christian bubble?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I mean, I immediately think about what C.S. Lewis said, in that there's no Christian way to boil an egg. And I believe there's really no way to separate. If you're a person of faith, then you cannot separate your faith from your vocation, whatever that is. And so for me, I am first a believer, but I also have an interest in writing songs that are impactful in people's lives. And that includes people who are not Christians.
Sure.
You know, and so I guess I believe that we are called to excellence in whatever we do. And I think that songwriting, if a song is meaningful, it should impact people more than just people who have already come to the party.
Yeah.
You know, people who are already in the choir. And so I think that we definitely need to be having an impact in the world.
Yeah.
To putting good, excellent product into the world.
Interesting. Okay, so I was talking on the show earlier, we had Lecrae on, and he said something like, Christian is my faith, not my genre.
Yeah,
and so,
that's good.
So you have, though, you're kind of in the different, you're in more than one space. So, and I think most Christian would say, well, I understand Christian music, or even we'll talk a little bit about Hymns for Hunger, but they understand that. But help us know a little more. Why would we care about the good of society, the beauty of society, by writing and making music that is good, but not in the genre of Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I mean, I think that's what we're called to. We are called to heal the brokenhearted. Yeah. We are called to loose the chains of those who are captive. And I think the arts have always been a big part of that. I mean, even if you go back to the great composers, Bach and Beethoven and Mozart, they were all paid by the church to write those pieces. And I don't know, I believe that we are called to something in our life. And if you are called to the arts, then you are called to maximize your potential in that way. And I don't know whenever we started drawing lines between genres, I don't know.
Sacred and secular and all that.
I'm not sure it was a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're just called to excellence.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.